Welcome back. We are live in Detroit. It's all brought to you by Toyota. You know the drill. I don't waste any time. We have a legend among us, Ole Miss, Nolan Saints, and father to the stars, the paternal quarterback man, the one and only Archie Manning back on the program. Archie, how have things been since that Ed Block thing back in Baltimore, man? How have you been?
I've been good, but I had a fun time. I've been back to Baltimore a few times. I always love to be there.
You know, it's funny. That night you were sitting in for Peyton because Peyton had something else he had to do. And you came and you said Peyton's going to come next year. And damn if he didn't. You know what I mean?
And like, he told me it was great. That was the kind of the Unitas tribute.
The Unitas tribute. Roman Gabriel was there. It was all sorts of.
Oh, he loved. You know, Peyton's. Yeah, you know, he's kind of a throwback anyway. He loves the. So many of the old quarterbacks have kind of been good to him. He loves those guys. He said it was a great event.
Well, he identifies with him because he's almost like him. Really?
He really is more of a throw. I've told him that before. I said, you know, I think you would have liked playing, but not even in my day, maybe before my day, you know, maybe in the 50s or something. I think he would have liked that.
I think it's interesting because a lot of people out there are still finding their way in the world that listen to the program and they idolize people. You made a great living. You had a great life in New Orleans. Beautiful wife and the children. And Peyton's a multi-bajillionaire. Eli's never going to be under a viaduct. And yet, the winning part is so paramount. And I can't imagine. I don't want to say the pain because we got bigger problems than
sure,
what you got. You know,
absolutely.
But I got to think it's difficult right now for both your boys and for you. And you had expectations. You had hopes they both would be here this week. And maybe that's unrealistic or whatever.
It is. That's football. And, I played 15 years, and we never even made the playoffs. So to have two in the playoffs.
You never played the playoffs.
Never got to playoffs, no. So, you know, Peyton's been in it six out of 7 years they've been in the playoffs, which that right there, I don't go around bragging about them, but, you know, that's kind of hard to do. And then Eli's first full year as starter get to go to the playoffs. Now, the postseason didn't go good. You know, Eli and them, Carolina did a number on them, and then, of course, Peyton and them were bitterly disappointed that they didn't advance and get here. But
how do you feel that as a parent? Because you know what that feeling's like being down there.
I mean, it's just like when you're playing, it hurts to lose, but you got to move on. And they deal with it. They handle it.
And they put the camera on you every single time.
I try to get high. They I don't know how they find me sometimes. I do not know how they find me. I try to hide, and they still find me.
But, I mean, but it must be flattering to some degree for you, even though – but they show you in those painful moments. They never show you celebrating when he's throwing 42 touchdowns in a season or whatever. They're never showing you then. You know?
I know. They show me – they caught me in the tunnel waiting on Eli after he'd thrown three interceptions. I just kind of wanted him to – Eli to see me, to know I was there. You know, I wasn't. I thought I was hiding out. But
how hard is it for you when they're both playing at the same time?
Well, I don't like it at the same time. I stay a lot of days now. I think I stay home when they're playing at the same time and split the screen, watch them both. Because it really bugs me being in one stadium watching a game and wondering what's going on with the other guy.
Do you fly stadium to stadium when they play Sunday, Monday? I mean,
I have, but
I mean, it's got to be tough.
Oh,
you know,
it's hard.
I see it with Jamie Sharper's family. They had that issue, and Rondé Barber's mom, and Tiki Barber's mom.
That's hard. That's DirecTV is a pretty good deal. Right? I mean, just flip around, and it's not near as exhausting. And I think I do better at home. It's hard sitting in the stadium. It really is.
You know, I want to promote you're doing this first tailgate here with Barry Sanders. We had Barry Sanders by the other day, and this I think a lot of people came to the city not thinking it was going to be, you know, cold, big leagues, snow. I found it to just be nice. I found it to be a nice diver because they'll probably never come back. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to come up here and do this. And I just think it's nice to have it in a football community.
I think it's great. And I tell you what, Detroit, I know how hard they've worked. I'm a little bit familiar with Super Bowls, not having played in them, but we've had 9 in New Orleans. And so I know kind of what it's like in hosting and all the work that goes into it. So I think Detroit's done a great job. We had this tailgate today. I got to tell you guys, and this is a promotion for MasterCard. You've probably seen Peyton's commercial for MasterCard.
Sure. Who hasn't? And, by the way, that may be the greatest sports commercial of all time. I mean, who comes up with that stuff?
It's I tell you, they let him be involved a good bit, which I think, you know, they ask him, say, you know, what happens? Now, what happens when people ask for an autograph? And then what do the fans do? And then I relate to it. Said, now, do they ever come back? Oh, yeah, they always come back and ask for one more for their little brother, you know. So they put it
one
in
one more
there.
For the little brother. I thought that was funny, but I thought he should have said to Eli. You know what I mean? That would have been even funnier, you know.
So anyway, MasterCard asked me to be part of their PayPass program, which is a new card that for smaller purchases like a movie theater, a convenience store, a concession stand, fast food, you just tap it. Tap it. That's all you do. No swipe, no cash, just tap it. So the campaign, we've been going around the country, loading up to ultimately have a tailgate here in Detroit. And today we had one of the first, and we think biggest tailgates, and Barry Sanders and I hosted it, and we had the Detroit firefighters there. And they had a ball. And, of course, you can imagine how excited they were to be there with Barry Sanders, and who's their Hall of Famer and a great guy.
We saw people here screaming for him.
Oh, it was good.
They bring the first tailgate in with you. The Grove? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Who knows more about tailgating than that?
I tell people at Ole Miss, you know, we aren't very good, but we know how to tailgate. We invented tailgating at Ole Miss.
I've been to the Grove. It's wonderful. Yeah. Last thing for you, our host, Jeremy, who you were so kind to get the autographs from Peyton for. His child's name is Peyton. Please tell me, because he named his child after your son, basically.
Yeah.
How did you name your son Peyton? I just want to know. Why
it's
Peyton?
A family name. Yeah, it's a family. I had an uncle named Peyton.
So you had a Cooper, a Peyton, and Eli.
We had Cooper, Peyton. And they're all family names, but we didn't know whether Peyton was going to be a boy or girl, and so we were going to name it Peyton anyway. So, you know, it's a pretty good girl's name, too. And there's a lot of Peytons in Tennessee, believe me. You wouldn't believe how many Peytons there are from his days of playing.
All under
there.
The age of 10.
Yeah.
Archie, you're always a class act.
My
always
pleasure.
Pull for you,
always.
And you're love your boys and love what they've done for the
Thanks.
Game.
Hello to everybody in Baltimore.
Not Peyton
Thanks.
So much, but Eli because he went to Ole Miss.
There you go.
I gotta love the Grove, man. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Thanks.
Take care of yourself, Archie.
Thanks.
Be good. All right, Archie Manning, class act, great guy coming by for MasterCard. We'll step out. We'll take a break. It's all brought to you by Toyota. We're live in Detroit, having fun at Super Bowl 40. Stay with us.